WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. It is wind that will likely cause problems with the balloons in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The police chief in New York telling the Times a final decision will be made tomorrow morning. The balloons will be grounded if sustained winds are above 23 miles an hour or gusts exceed 40. And our chief meteorologist Dan Zarrow warns if gusts near or over 40, Macy's says even if the big balloons are grounded, they'll parade a cadre of smaller balloons and the rest of the festivities will go on. A New Jersey hospital says a kidney meant for one patient was mistakenly transplanted into another with the same name farther down on the priority list. State health officials called it an unprecedented mistake. How could it happen? Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain. Patrick?
Eric, officials at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden tell us last Monday a 51-year-old patient underwent a successful kidney transplant, but the next day the hospital discovered the patient had been transplanted out of order. The person higher on the United Network for Organ Sharing list not only had the same name, but was of similar age. After an internal investigation resulting in the halting of all transplants, that person eventually did get a kidney Sunday. The first kidney was thankfully a match for that wrong patient. Both are doing well now, but Virtua says it is prioritizing additional verification to ensure this never happens again. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. New Jersey Transit has released data showing how often its trains have been delayed or canceled in the last 3 years. And while it shows cancellations have dropped significantly from a year ago, hundreds of trains are still canceled each month. Governor Murphy ordered the release of the data. While he's made reforming the agency one of his central goals, he continues to face sharp criticism as train riders continue to endure massive delays and cancellations. We told you about that poll that finds almost half of all adults in New Jersey plan on leaving the state because it costs too much to live here. This morning, experts are warning it's going to have a hugely negative impact on the entire state.
Jersey Chamber of Commerce boss Tom Bracken says if we see an increase in the state's out-migration pattern, it will be devastating because there won't be enough qualified workers.
And the out-migration of the retirees takes away people who in their retirement years would be here spending money and helping our economy.
Rutgers economist James Hughes agrees more people leaving Jersey will hurt the state economically.
We can't yet fully grasp the total negativity of the trends that are going on, but we know they're certainly not positive.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Murray Township police are the latest to report a rash of vehicle break-ins and thefts. Courier News reporting half a dozen cars burglarized Monday night. In these cases, like most of them that we report to you, the cars were left unlocked, valuables left inside, and police are once again urging you to lock your vehicle. Families who earn below a certain threshold can get help from the local school in the form of free or discounted meals for their kids. But the programs typically don't carry kids through the weekend. A dozen schools in Hunterdon County now have a program in place to address that gap.
The backpack program sends kids home with a supply of nutritious food and drinks in a discreet manner that doesn't single them out among their peers.
Standard weekend food would be a variety of fruit cups, cereal packets, maybe a protein shake, mac and cheese, maybe a beefaroni. It all would need to be shelf stable.
Kim Blanda with Hunterdon Healthcare says additional food is placed in the packs ahead of long holiday weekends. The program currently serves about 100 kids across 12 schools. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.